This is the Dan Le Batard Show with the Stugatz Podcast.
Guillermo, put it on the poll, please. Should the Texans, as an organization, march to Bill O'Brien's house and fire him again today? At Le Batard Show is the Twitter poll. It's where you find us. We've got a lot of football things to talk about. But Stugatz is ruminating. He says right before the microphones go on, because this is the Stugatz way, not helpful at all.
Yeah.
Dan, I'm ruminating on a new segment. I've been now he was trying to get another segment off the wall. That hasn't happened yet. It was fly on the wall. And somebody mentioned, what were you mentioning that you wanted to be a fly on the wall for? Like, how did this conversation come up during the break?
You took a day off once. We played the game, fly on the wall, a conversation you'd like to be a fly on the wall for, and we thought we'd make it a Monday feature. We have failed since you have returned from that day off. I am not giving away my fly on the wall because it is one of my weekend observations, so I don't want to give it away, you know?
No, it's not. I removed it because...
You did?
Yeah, because Stugatz was like, I would love to be a fly on the wall when Justin Herbert comes to South Beach and enjoy what is night out, but it makes no sense. His night out is in a hotel.
I don't know. I'm not so certain. I was just saying I would love to be in a fly on the wall for the entirety of Justin Herbert's stay on South Beach. That's all.
But during
do you not understand what they're... Do you not understand what the protocols are for NFL teams when they travel?
That is my... Do you not understand that some of these are getting broken? I mean, in my opinion... I am not stating that as fact. I am stating that as an opinion.
Right.
Okay.
But see, the banter that we're having right now about this observation is why it got removed.
Okay. Good. Well, I'm glad you removed
it. You've got Ben Roethlisberger practicing by Zoom, and you've got Matt Stafford taking a private jet to a game and staying in a different hotel. What, you got Justin Herbert at LIV? Like, just you got him among 20,000 bikini-clad women draped on his shoulders?
Either he's at LIV or LIV comes to Justin Herbert. I mean, that's how good-looking he is.
All right. That's the reason the fly on the wall hasn't taken off, and the only reason it existed is because I wasn't here.
Yeah.
But now Stugatz is saying he is ruminating on a new segment. He's not ready to debut it. It's simply a rumination. Unfortunately, he's not ready because he is perpetually lazy, and God forbid he come in here with a segment that's ready to go that isn't as dumb as the Justin Herbert fly on the wall one. But what are you ruminating on? What is the possibilities in this segment? And by the way, if you're just joining us, okay, what you missed during the local hour and the Big Suey is Stugatz being very pleased with himself because he determined that the Dolphins – and the Chiefs are playing a who's who game like 4 weeks from now. And he just and he flashed some sausage fingers at me. And then he sat in his chair like smugly as if he had told me something I'd never heard before. Moses coming down the mountain with some tablets. And it was just intergalactic in its stupidity. But he was hugely pleased with himself because he thought he really nailed it after 20 years in this business, a quarter century in this business. Telling you that there's a who's who's game, who's not a who's who's game in 4 weeks between the Chiefs and the Dolphins. And he also says he's doubting the Chiefs.
I am. Listen, we're not certain who the Chiefs are. I know who the Chiefs were last year. They were the Super Bowl champs. But we're not certain who the Chiefs are this year. They have one loss. They're a good football team. But how good are they, Dan? I don't think
I don't want to do this again
they
with you.
They lost to the Raiders.
In fact, I won't do this away again. Everybody in the league loses to somebody. Like, there hasn't been an undefeated team in the league since 72. It happens all the time. Somebody loses a game.
A lot of questions about the Chiefs. I'm just telling you, man.
There aren't. Please stop. Okay. All right? Yeah. What are you ruminating on? There aren't a lot of questions about the Chiefs, Stugatz. Why are you entrenching yourself in this stupidity?
Well, it's not the same offense it was a year ago. I'm a little bit concerned about them. The last game
what
was a very
What are
ugly
you ruminating on?
So anyway, every Monday I'd like to come in here and tell you guys who I'm mad at. But perhaps more importantly, I want you to guess why I'm mad at that particular person. That is what I'm ruminating on right now. It's a great segment. It would be fantastic if we can get it off the ground. I'm just not ready to do it today.
When you say
that, takes a lot of prep, does it?
Yeah.
So, guys, when you say the Chiefs don't have the same offense as they did last year, do you mean better?
Are they better?
Yeah, they're better this year.
A lot of questions. There it is. Are they better? He says. Stugatz, put this on the poll, Guillermo. Is Stugatz the worst person at the network on a football Monday? Yes or no?
This is what you do on a Monday, Dan. You just bounce all over the place. I mean, that's what football fans do.
No, a lot of people
do.
Prepare and do things professionally and don't come in with a rumination that's not complete or someone they're mad at. A lot of people prepare for work and decide to be professional broadcasters.
I was just letting you know, informing my friend, my partner of 20 years, that I was ruminating on a potentially good idea for Mondays. That's all. I was just letting you know. I didn't know you were going to air with it.
Why don't you bring in a good idea one of these Mondays in 20 years? Why don't you bring one prepared that's ready to go? 20 years of Mondays I've done with you. Just one time, come in with a segment that's ready to go that's going to be good.
I felt like I did. You're rejecting it. We still don't know about the Chiefs. A lot of questions.
No one else is giving you that.
Exactly right.
No one else on a football Monday is coming with questions about the Chiefs off their bye.
Yep.
They didn't play this weekend.
I know.
Like, why would anybody?
One in a million right
now.
I wonder if they're getting better.
He's not telling you to think. He's just asking you if you'd like to.
Yeah. Exactly.
That football day is what is bestowed upon us, and you've decided that you're going to analyze the Chiefs, which is something you could have done at any point in the last 14 days with them not having played a
He's
game.
He's not telling you to think. He's telling you not to.
Yeah. I'm not so certain about it. There are a lot of good teams in the AFC. I mean, a ton of teams who are 6-3 or better. And I'm not certain the Chiefs are going to get back to the Super Bowl. And I'm not certain just how good this Chiefs team is.
I mean,
that's all I'm saying.
Please leave the room.
It's a Monday idea.
Just please leave the room. Go sit somewhere else. Just let me finish the segment without you.
The end, though,
okay, fine. Come back in 2 minutes and do your commercial prostituting. But get out of here for the moment. Just get out of here.
But at a base level, do you like the idea?
On a base level, get the bleep out of here. Okay? Thank you. You can come back in 2 minutes. And read all your advertising. I don't understand what you're doing to the radio show on a Monday after football.
I know who Dan's mad at today, and I think I know why, too.
Thank you, Billy. You are correct. That is the game we could play. We could play that every day, though, because honest to God, like, I honestly don't understand. There was so much to talk about yesterday. You had the Buffalo-Arizona game that DeAndre Hopkins stole out of the sky. Out of nowhere. And if that's not the league, man, the difference between Arizona and Buffalo is that play. And in the standings, good luck finding the difference between those two teams. Because last week, Arizona played the Dolphins. Either one of those two teams could have won that game. Now they play the Bills. Either one of those two teams could have won that game. And if I throw Arizona, Buffalo, and the Dolphins on the field at the same time, all three of them playing against each other.
I'd love to see that.
They're all going to be the same. They're all going to be the same. You're not going to know how to tell the difference between those teams if I made them all play. What are you doing in the other room hiding back there?
You might want to throw the Chiefs in there, too.
Why is he still here? Is he even allowed?
He's not there.
Is he? That's the first time someone's been in that room with you in how long? And of course he's not wearing a mask.
Yeah.
Of course he's not wearing a mask. After going into, where did he go this weekend?
A hot state.
I went to Maryland. I'm not wearing a mask because it's in the room that you just kicked me out of. I mean, what do you want me to do?
Do your read.
I had to come back in there.
No,
hold on a second.
There's
a mask in there, too.
I don't want you back in here. I don't want
you
back in here. Chris, why was he telling you that he was going to take the vaccine on your behalf? What was he talking about where he was saying that he'd be happy to take a vaccine that's 95% ready for completion?
I mean, I don't know how he thinks he's this expert on everything with this pandemic and medicines and buddy, oh, you're worried about this. I'll do it for you. He's all over the place. He's an expert and he's an idiot all at the same time.
Thank you.
Dan Le Batard.
Mami, yo me siento tuyo. Yo sé que tú te sientes mía.
Stugatz.
Dile noviecito tuyo. Es una porquería.
This is the Dan Le Batard Show with the Stugatz on ESPN Radio.
ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. Drivers who save with Progressive save over $750 on average. All guests on the Dan Le Batard Show appear via the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line.
Guillermo, put it on the poll, please, at Le Batard Show. Does Stafford have so many game-winning drives because the Lions are so often down late? Yes or no? At Le Batard Show. Want to get into how Drew Brees looked after taking that hit yesterday. I don't know if you saw the specifics, Stugatz. And we're going to check in with Christine Lisi in 15 minutes because that was a heartbreaking loss for her Bills yesterday. And also Stugatz's weekend observations are going to be in 15 minutes as well. But Drew Brees, at this point, playing a very difficult game at an advanced age, a game in which he's allowed to be, because of the rules, less of a football player than everybody except the kickers and the punters. Yesterday, I don't know if it happened on this play, but when he got up from a hit and it was just a giant San Francisco 49er who hit him totally clean and then actually moved his body to the side so as not to land on him, but because the hit was hard, and this is the only reason, a referee comes over and drops a flag. And the way Drew Brees got up, he got up like an old man gets out of bed in the morning, everything creaking. It looked physically painful. I can't even imagine how much cracked ribs hurt. And now they've got to go and find the painkillers and hope that they don't get a Tyrod Taylor situation where they puncture his lung with the painkillers.
I don't think you historically have to worry about that, Dan. That seems like a bit of an outlier.
Well, most recently I had to worry about it at that position. I did have to worry about it with cracked ribs at that position.
History would tell you, though, it's not often that a training staff, you know, punctures your own lung.
It's going to be interesting to see what happens with Brees, because to suffer that, to Dan's point, at this age, it's just going to be interesting. And the Saints are one of those teams contending for a Super Bowl. But it was nice to see they might have the best backup in the NFL. Like, Jameis Winston is out there, and in that offense, I think Jameis Winston could potentially be pretty good.
Skinny Jameis is out there. It depends on whether or not you tell me that Jameis Winston is going to turn the ball over all over the place.
What are we doing with their offense? Tampa had a really good offense last year, and he was pretty good, but he also threw several interceptions. You're saying that offense can limit the interception somehow?
I think so. I think that time passing game, that short passing game, having Michael Thomas, like all that stuff,
right.
And maybe having Sean Payton as a coach could help eliminate some of those interceptions.
He had Bruce Arians as a head coach and offense that was pretty explosive. I don't know what we're doing with the Saints offense, giving them an explosion comparable to teams past.
Well, what he would do, what Jameis Winston would do, is throw the ball down the field more than Drew Brees does, because he's reckless, and it's one of the things that gets him intercepted, and it's one of the things that helps him be a lot of fun. I prefer to watch the Saints at this point with Jameis Winston, because I want to see something other than screen passes to Kamara.
Right.
Like, I'd like to see something other than that, or just, 7-yard passes to Michael Thomas that are just him turning around and no one can get around his big body enough, and he's got great hands, and so they go down the field 7 yards at a time.
It seemed to work out for the Saints, though, the way they're doing it. But to your point, you're right. Probably more exciting if Jameis Winston is playing quarterback. A lot of questions, right?
You say it seems to be working out for them, but they got to the playoffs last year and lost at home because the margin for error at the quarterback position. They lost to Minnesota at home. They lost to throws from Kirk Cousins at home because the margin for error is smaller when you're going to play it that way. When it's all, I've got to hit a bullseye with a dartboard, and it's just all game, Drew Brees, I've got to hit a bullseye with a dartboard. 6 yards, 7 yards, 6 yards.
I got to do it in 14 plays when other teams might be doing it in 6 or 7.
That has ceased being an explosive offense while we've been watching it. Like, that's happened in the last couple of years, and they're just squeezing all they can out of Alvin Kamara, where he's just he's being used for his versatility all over the place.
Are you saying the Saints potentially could be better with Jameis Winston?
I'd just like to see it, what I'm saying. Okay. I think it would be fun to watch. I'm not saying they would potentially be better. I've got to be careful about Drew Brees
as
well. I care
about you. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Why are you moving away from the microphone?
Like, antsy this morning.
Are you pleased? What are you antsy about? What?
It was a tough weekend, man. I mean, great weekend, but a tough weekend. Masters didn't live up to the expectations. DeChambeau wasn't very good. I'm very angry with him. I mean, I'm a Jet fan. It's just been a tough weekend, man.
Who had Bernhard Langer being better than Tiger and DeChambeau?
Yeah.
Put it on the poll, Guillermo. Did you have Bernhard Langer being better than DeChambeau and Tiger?
At one point, he was out driving DeChambeau.
I heard a lot of praise yesterday for Aqib Talib. He was broadcasting, and that was, I don't understand at this point what Aqib Talib did wrong at life that would make his broadcasting career begin Washington football team against the Lions. I don't feel
that's
like,
usually how you break in. Unless you're Jason Witten, and then right. You get like the top of the line.
You got to start somewhere, Dan. Yeah.
I don't remember Tony Romo breaking in that way.
No, it's true. All right. I take it back.
I don't remember Aikman breaking in that way. What is it? You just got to be a cowboy? That's all?
Yeah, that would seem to be the cheat code.
Get that Aqib Talib story so that I could play it at some point. Oh, you have it already. All right. Well, then just play Aqib Talib talking on Highly Questionable about Big Mama, his grandmother.
Man, one time, Cleveland, Ohio, man, I don't remember how old me and my brother was. My mother come home from work, so my Uncle Larry, he like got his music cranked up so loud, man. So my mom come home, she like, the kids gotta sleep. They gotta go to school. So she arguing with Uncle Larry through the door. So she telling Uncle Larry, don't touch my doorknob. He touched the doorknob. Uh-oh. My mama let him have it through the door. Fine. Touch him in his leg. So he called the police. In 5 minutes, Big Mom was over there. Big Mom told him, I wish you would tell him she shot you. Hey, he just said, all I know is somebody shot me through the door, man. It's hey, the story's getting deep. You have to edit out all
that. He didn't know. He suddenly didn't know who shot him through the door.
He don't know who shot him through the door, but it came right out my mama's house. That's what he told me. Because Big like, Mom was right there.
Yeah, so like family shootouts, it just kind of happens occasionally with you guys.
It might go there, man. Back in that's back in them hood days, man.
I don't know. So your uncle all of a sudden developed amnesia.
He got amnesia when Big Mom pulled up.
Old Uncle Larry Talib.
Nothing in life is free. Time for some ads.
Stugatz's weekend observations are next.
Dan Le Batard.
Say what again, mother bleeper? Say what again?
Stugatz.
Say what again? I dare you. Say what?
This is the Dan Le Batard Show with the Stugatz on ESPN Radio.
All guests on the Dan Le Batard Show appear via the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. Pennzoil synthetic motor oils are made from natural gas. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W-30.
Stugatz's weekend observations in about 30 seconds. But first, give Christine Lacy her kazoos.
And finally, if pigs don't eat for a few days.
Uh-oh.
Oh, boy.
Here we go.
Oh,
you,
boy.
This is unbelievable. Oh, they lose. The Bills lose that way, and she comes out of here with, she starts with pigs. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
They will eat humans. Speaking of desperate pigs who won't think twice to resort to cannibalism when hungry, Dan, back to you.
All right. That was unnecessary. We will check in with Christine a little bit later to find out how she suffered that Bills calamity, but we have to get first to Stugatz's weekend observations.
It is time for Stugatz to share his game notes. No one in the media will tell you what happened better than my boy Stu.
Weekend observations brought to you by Advance Auto Parts. Get a free battery test and free installation with any automotive battery purchase at Advance Auto Parts. Advance your auto only at Advance Auto Parts. Dan?
I'm right here.
Hi. 28 of 39, 341 yards, 4 touchdowns, no interceptions, and a 46-23 road win. Dan, just like that, for the 1,000th time, Tom Brady is back. For those of you who said the thing I told you not to say, or thought the thought I told you not to think, I'm sorry. I warned you. And by sorry, I'm not. Why are preseason rankings meaningless? Penn State. That's why. College football seems fairly obvious at this point that we shouldn't be doing this. Seriously.
At this point?
Yes, yes. I mean, listen, I'll enjoy it if they want to continue doing
fine.
It.
That's fine. If everyone wants to get sick for our entertainment.
I love that Sunday morning 9 a.m. local time star between Cal and UCLA.
I know you do.
The way it was meant to be played, right?
Yeah, but we probably shouldn't be doing it. Is that
probably
fair
not.
To say?
Probably.
Yeah. A weekly tradition unlike any other. laughing at Jim Harbaugh. You know what the H in Harbaugh stands for? Horrendous. Jim Harbaugh said he's at the front of the accountability line. He's also at the front of the unemployment line, which begs the question, why was he such a rush to get fired this season? Why is he in such a rush to get fired this season is what I was trying to say. I said it.
It would have been funny if you'd said it correctly.
Dylan Fratelli, golfer or IndyCar driver? Do you know, Dan?
I'm going to guess he's a golfer.
Good guess. Indiana, 24-0 over Michigan State. You know what the Hoosiers did, Dan?
Blanked them.
They pitched a shutout. Kyle Trask, welcome to the conversation.
That's the best offense in the sport. That's the best. The University of Florida has the best offense in college football.
They certainly have the best tight end in college football. Chaps, during this international break, something's really stuck in my craw. I need to get it off my chest. Fans of the Three Lions, stop trying to put Mason Mount in a box. Every time you turn on the news, you hear about Russia or China. But today, beginning at noon, the single most important arms race in our lives officially turns up. I'm speaking, of course, about Woj versus Shams.
Oh, yes. Oh, it's yes.
Big. It is
Westbrook's
big.
Available. All the Rockets are there for the taking.
Bryson, next time you feel the need to tell us you're not feeling well, do it before you gag all over yourself. Bryson DeChambeau. Dan, you know what the C in DeChambeau stands for?
Sham.
Hey, you are on your game today, Dano. Urban Meyer, University of Michigan, collision course. Urban Meyer, whatever team Justin Fields is drafted by, collision course. I ask this seriously to NFL fans. If your team was in need of a head coach, would you want them to hire Jim Harbaugh? I don't want to alarm anyone, but we're going on 2.5 months now, and still, I've got no idea what Kevin Stefanski's face looks like.
Put it on the poll, Guillermo. Do you know what Kevin Stefanski's face looks like?
I'd like to know, Mike. Do you know?
I do, because I've seen photos of him before he's taken the job.
What kind of question is that, Stugatz?
I'm just wondering.
I mean, he's a Browns fan.
I would know.
It was one of my observations. I was wondering if Mike knew. It's a question wrapped in an observation.
But I could see the mystery.
All right. Thank you. The Lakers are expected to add Dennis Schroeder. You, of course, know what that means, Dan. It means the rich get richer. By the way, if you don't think Urban Meyer would take the Michigan job, you know nothing about snakes. You know what the C in SEC stands for? It stands for COVID, Dan.
I thought you were going to say contagious.
Stands for COVID. That's what it stands for. Sean Payton testing positive for COVID and then getting fined a lot of money for not wearing a mask. You know what the S in Sean stands for? Stugatz. I'm no Einstein, but it seems to make sense that whatever the Ivy League does in regards to sports is probably what we should all be doing. Congratulations to Notre Dame for conquering the letdown game. Green Bay Packers, congratulations on winning ugly. Cleveland Browns, defensive battle, well done. The T in Tiger stands for 10. Daniel Jones can scoot. Danny Dimes, more like Danny cuts on a dime. Alshon Jeffrey still plays football. Death, taxes, and Cameron Brate all alone in the end zone. He's always there.
It doesn't make any sense.
And no one's guarding it.
Why doesn't anyone cover him?
Death, taxes, and the Brady 1 yard plunge. Tiger Woods, do it in a major. Let me tell you something. No one in the history of Formula One, and I mean no one, reads the yaw better than Lewis Hamilton. Name someone who does it better. I dare you. And that being said, Lewis Hamilton, do it in an Alfa Romeo. How about that? Want to impress me? I didn't think Russell Wilson was capable of putting up a stinker. The Dolphins are a win away against Cincinnati from winning the draft, the entire draft. That's exciting, isn't it? A win away from winning something. The Dolphins down here.
That's right.
Hail Mary has a new name. Hail Mary! Gesicki. Sounds like a beer. Dustin Johnson. Impressive. Also, had a nice tournament. If Justin Herbert isn't married, I can't even imagine the amount of sex he's having. Steelers. Machine. Know what the H in Herbert stands for? Hunk.
Hose. Oh, I thought that.
Both apply.
Yes, both do.
I just want to be Justin Herbert for one day. Not even a day. I'll take 5 minutes. Kevin Stefanski. You owe Nick Chubb a touchdown, and you owe me $200. What the hell, man? Speaking of hell, Art Briles. Dan, those are the weekend observations.
Guillermo, put it on the poll, please. Does Gesicki sound like a beer? I am curious because I didn't actually see this game, but I thought that Russell Wilson looked like that because DK Metcalf looked like that, and DK Metcalf looked like that because Jalen Ramsey exists. Like, I thought, but I don't know how much Jalen Ramsey was actually lined up on Metcalf, but Metcalf had a lesser game than Greg Olsen yesterday. Yeah. And I thought after consecutive games that would probably have something to do with Jalen Ramsey. The other thing I wanted to get into here, Stugatz, if I had come up to you at the end of the Super Bowl in 2013, where the 49ers are, you know, a play away from winning the Super Bowl, mm-hmm. and I say, listen, Harbaugh is going to be a joke in 7 years, and Kaepernick is going to evaporate from the league. 7 years ago.
No way.
I mean, Harbaugh is going to be a laughingstock
no
joke.
Way.
Everyone wanted Harbaugh. Everyone was lining up to see how they could. Harbaugh had his choice of jobs. And now you're laughing at him because he's losing by 5 touchdowns to Wisconsin.
Don Lebatard.
See how quick he is at slithering around things?
Good.
Like, yeah, you are good. You are a master liar.
Stugatz.
Like, you are a genius liar. You are like the Einstein of liars.
This is the Don Lebatard Show with the Stugatz on ESPN Radio.
ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. News from the Dan Lebatard Show Nation. Someone has just hit us up on the Dr. Pepper Twitter feed. Robert Purvey at R.E. Purvey wants to play our game in regards to what happened in the first segment of the show.
That can't be his name. It's impossible.
That's unfortunate.
Mm-hmm. Impossible.
It is. He tweets, I would like
Bob,
to be...
Bob Purvey.
Bob Purvey, yes. Big shot, Bob. I'd like to be a fly on the wall to hear the expletives Dan showers Stugatz with after that last segment. He's referring to the first segment of the show. It's ugly.
I mean, Stugatz is bad at this. What can I tell you? It's never-ending frustration that he comes in ill-prepared and just doesn't know what he's talking about, no matter what it is that we're talking about, and furthermore, thinks he knows more about everything, including, vaccines than Fauci.
Yeah. Thanks for caring, Bobby Purvey.
So this is from at Ted Tatos. I don't believe that's his name either.
His name.
The University of South Carolina. There are a couple of college football stories I want to get to here, Stugatz, because you were mentioning what the hell are we doing? Why are we playing games? Doesn't this seem ill-advised? But it's just everyone grabbing at money. And the University of South Carolina just fired Muschamp and now owes him $15 million in buyout compensation. Meanwhile, the same university instituted mandatory furloughs for faculty as cost reduction. So we can't pay anybody, but we can pay Muschamp to make us a totally irrelevant program, which is what we were before he got there. We can pay him $15 million to go away, but we can't pay faculty. We can't pay players. We only have money for Muschamp. That's it. His last name is as close as he'll ever get to a championship. Muschamp, $15 million. You got to be kidding me. And so on top of that, Stugatz, this USA Today story on LSU, oh my God, is it foul. I'm just going to read this to you because LSU sold its soul to win a championship. It happens, and if you don't sell your soul, you're going to lose to the team that does sell its soul, because Muschamp just got fired, $15 million, because he couldn't keep up with LSU.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't keep up with what was happening there. And I'm just going to read USA Today. For more than a year, people at the highest levels of the LSU athletic department fielded complaints about their prized running back, Darius Geis. Early in the spring 2016 semester, a member of the LSU diving team told her coach and an athletic department administrator that Geis raped her friend after she'd passed out drunk at a party. That summer, a female student told two senior athletics administrators that Geis took a partially nude photograph of her without her permission and then shared it with a team equipment manager and possibly others. Then in April 2017, the athletic department received reports of a second rape allegation against Geis, this time by a woman's tennis player. Federal laws and LSU's own policies require university officials to take such allegations seriously and report them to the Title IX office for investigation, as well as to campus police if the incidents occurred on school property. Yet at each step of the way, LSU officials either doubted the women's stories, didn't investigate, or didn't call the police, allowing Geis to continue his football career. LSU's failure to adequately address sexual misconduct goes beyond one-star running back, a USA Today investigation found. Officials in the university's athletic department and broader administration repeatedly have ignored complaints against abusers, denied victims' requests for protections, and subjected them to further harm by known perpetrators. At least seven LSU officials had direct knowledge that wide receiver Drake Davis was physically abusing his girlfriend, a different LSU women's tennis player, but they sat on the information for months while Davis continued to assault and strangle her. In another case, the school determined that a fraternity member had sexually assaulted two women, but it refused to move him out of classes he shared with one of them and altogether ignored an allegation against him by a third female student. USA Today also found three cases in which, rather than expelling or suspending male students found responsible for sexual assault, LSU allowed them to stay on campus. Just disgusting. And I told you that years ago, Stugatz, when the University of Miami, I don't think Ed Orgeron was on this staff, though he may have been, many, many years ago, Dennis Erickson's staff, that mm-hmm. I had to go in with, another reporter and lawyers involved talking to them about allegations around campus that they were punishing sexual misconduct with laps. And instead of like doing what you're supposed to do, which is help the victims by going to authorities, not punishing the victims further by saying, hey, go run some stairs.
Of course. I shouldn't be surprised, yet I'm still surprised. Like, that you read that story, and I shouldn't be surprised, but I am shocked that people who have an obligation to take this to the authorities and do the right thing are not doing the right thing.
Stugatz, that sport is filled with moral compromises that have to be made, because your choice is to do the moral thing, or you're going to lose to the people who don't do the moral thing.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.